MSO News Sports so-called basketball insider. Mike Grenier is with us here, and he is the basketball insider, let me tell you. Mike Grenier, welcome. It's good to be talking with you again.
Well, yeah, you're right, Bill, and it is great to be talking with you. And usually it's Rick Moore and I talking about the Celtics, I guess. But you know what? You and I go back to some of the great Eastern Mass high school tournaments. And do you remember a certain game that we saw, Bill? Some guy named Patrick Ewing playing for Cambridge Ridge and Latin against Beverly High School and Peter Wynn in a state tournament game. And it was a classic game. And Cambridge Ridge and Latin with Patrick Ewing, who, you know, obviously became an NBA Hall of Famer. They had a tough time with Beverly that day. And Peter Wynn, who got a scholarship to Syracuse, had a tremendous first half. And I remember you guys interviewing me at halftime of that game. It was a very exciting game. And that was like 40-something years ago.
You know, I do think about that era because I do remember Peter Wynn, because right now we're going to talk about Beverly and the D1 tournament in just a moment, but Beverly, you know, doing very well in D1, and they have some size, but Peter Wynn was a unique ball player under Coach Keith Arnold, right? And and you mentioned Patrick Ewing. The story that comes back to me, and you would remember this one too, is Patrick Ewing and Cambridge Ridge and Latin met Salem High in a tournament game. Now, Salem High, under Art Fiste at the time, was no bigger than the current Salem High team and probably smaller. They had, now it was Victor Mannion, I believe, who was tall, their biggest guy at 6 foot, maybe 6'1".
Right.
And so Fiste had them practicing over
at a broom, right?
Yeah, with a broom, simulating Patrick Ewing. So their B squad there was playing defense with a broom in the paint, simulating what Patrick Ewing would be doing to them.
Oh yeah, and you know what? Those were great games, and I tell you what, they were Salem High, and this includes Tommy Doyle's team. How many years in a row is Tommy Doyle as head coach of Salem? How many years in a row has he made the state tournament? But they've always been a fearless team, Salem High School, and whether it goes back to Arthur Fiste using a broom when he only had a 6 foot and a guy, the 7 foot Patrick Ewing, or whether Peter Wynn, the late Peter Wynn, now playing a great game. And Peter Wynn was a big kid, obviously, 6'9 or so, playing against Patrick Ewing, giving it all he had, and Beverly playing a very respectable game against a great, great Cambridge Ridge team. You know, we've had the tradition of so many North Shore teams that went on to win it all, such as, you know, Rick Brunson with the 1990 Salem team, Scooney Penn with the 1995 Salem High team, even crossing over to the girls, Swampscott in 2009, and then crossing back over to the boys, Pat Connaughton and St. John's Prep winning it in 2011. Of course, Pat Connaughton now in his eighth year in the NBA playing with the Milwaukee Bucks. So we've had a phenomenal tradition of North Shore teams. I include the Lynn teams as well. Lynn English, Lynn Classical, they've had a great tradition of doing well in the postseason. So to me, you know, Bill, it is the best time of year when this tournament starts on Monday and Tuesday and we go on and on.
You know, Mike, I want to mention one other connection here. You mentioned Rick Brunson, and I just want, and we're talking, our idea here, by the way, once we get rolling, we'll be talking about the 2023 D1 tournament here. But one quick other story here is back doing the games on radio. For many years, my partner was Bob McKenna, the retired coach from St. John's Prep, D1 hoop power then. And I remember this. He was talking to me one day, and he was saying, you know, Bill, Salem has a pretty good eighth grader coming up, and it was Rick Brunson. And, boy, he burst onto the scene as a freshman, and back then eighth graders couldn't play.
But I'll tell you what, it's unbelievable how we recall certain games and certain great performances, but when Rick Brunson was a junior and they won it all at the Boston Garden, they beat Bishop Feehan, I want to say 68-56, that kind of score sticks in my mind. But Rick Brunson shot at the Boston Garden 16 for 24 from the floor, finished with 42 points, and one of the greatest high school performances I've ever seen on a big stage like the Boston Garden, where every kid in Eastern Massachusetts loved the possibility of playing at the Boston Garden.
All right, first up now, Mike, let's go to 2023 here.
Yes.
Let's fast forward 50 years, but yeah. Or thereabouts. But maybe it's more like 40.
33 when Brunson won it. And Scooney Penn, 1995 from
Salem High. Yeah, 1933. No, 33 years ago. Okay.
Yes.
So tell us your connection, the Mike Grenier connection to D1 basketball right now this year.
Well, okay. Well, I'm a graduate of Central Catholic in Lawrence, and, you know, class of 1967. I know I'm exposing my age right there. However, Central's always a history of good teams, and this year they are seeded number four in Division One, and they played perhaps the toughest schedule in the state, according, and it's recognized by the MIAA because they are seeded fourth, even though they have six losses. But my connection is my nephew, John Kelly, my wife's brother's son, is a 6'8" junior who's kind of blossoming this year, and, you know, he had his two best games against Lawrence High, which right now is seeded second and number two by the MIA. And he scored 17 in one game against Lawrence High. He scored 13 in the other. He can hit the three. He can go inside, get you some rebounds. He's still kind of raw. He's learning to be a tougher kid, but he is a factor for the Central Catholic team, and he'll come off the bench for them basically as their sixth man. But we have so many great teams involved here in Division One, Rick, and, you know, we could start with the North Shore teams. I mean, Beverly High, you know, Coach Karakoudis does such a great job with the Panthers, and, you know, I saw Beverly High just a week ago. I think it was a week ago tonight on a Sunday night, and they played Central Catholic in the Comcast, the IAABO Board 27 Comcast tourney over in Woburn, and Beverly gave Central Catholic a great game, lost by seven. And Ryder Frost, I think, might be the best individual player, the best single player I saw all season. He had 28 points, even though he was defended extremely well by this terrific defensive play the Central Catholic has. Ryder Frost had 28 in that game, and Dylan Crowley had 15 for Beverly, and they gave Central Catholic a heck of a game. Now, you know, obviously, Beverly High, we start with them. They're seeded 11th with a 16-6 record. That's a heck of a year against tough competition, and you know they don't have an easy road, but they could win a couple of games in this tournament before they face North High School of Worcester, which is a team that knocked off Lawrence High, dealt Lawrence High one of its two losses. So we start with them. They could, you know, if they get on a run, they could win two or three games in the state tournament. So they're well coached. I really like the way Beverly plays. So, you know, so you start with them. Then you go to Lynn English. Bill, you probably saw them.
Let me just stop you before we go to Lynn English. The Ryder Frost thing, you know, I've seen Ryder a few times this year, and I'm getting the sense because of what you just told me the last game that this, and I talked to him because he's our the Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, but as well, but I think he's really kicked his game up here in the second half of the season for Beverly. He's really coming on.
Yeah, and I talked to Nick Giannino, who covers a lot of games for the Salem News, of course, having worked there for myself there for like 40 years, and he loves Ryder Frost. And Frost, I think everyone's starting to feel that he's a college prospect, Bill. Would you say he is? Seems to me, looking at him in that one game against Central Catholic, he has a great feel for the game, a great understanding. He knows how to get open even against tough defense. He's a terrific shooter. He goes, what, maybe 6'5", 6'6"?
No, I think he's at least 6'6". I just talked to him the other day, and I want to say 6'6", 6'7", something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but he's a tremendous prospect, and just having him out there as a threat makes Beverly High a threat because he's surrounded by some good players, and they're well coached. So, you know, you can see them upsetting a team that's ranked higher in the seeding. So that'll be interesting to watch the Beverly High Panthers. And Bill, I did not see Lynn English is one of the teams that I did not see in Division One North, but obviously you look at their record, 19-1, seeded 10th, and I guess, you know, you have to consider them a factor, right?
No, I think so, too. I mean, they are you know, they're the best team in the Greater Boston League without question. And Everett's not a bad team in the Greater Boston League this year. But Lynn English has been dominant the last few years, and I have not seen them either. I had a couple of chances. I almost saw them a couple of times, but I think that you know that they're right there, 1 point, one tick ahead of Beverly. Beverly's number 11 in the seedings. Right. English is number 10. With a 19-1 record and so on. But, I mean, in English, actually, Beverly did play them, I think, this year. Now that I think about it, I was talking to Coach Karakoudis about that.
Yep.
And, it was a tight game. But anyways.
Strength of schedule, as we know, Bill, now, it's everything's set up so differently than it was even a few years ago when, you know, it was like, let's say Lexington went 18-2 or something, they would be the number one seed and they would play the number 16 seed. That's not that way anymore now with this new system, and it's all strength of schedule, and that's why we see Beverly just with six losses, just one tick, like you said, behind Lynn English. So it's based on strength of schedule, which I kind of like. Do you?
No, I absolutely do. I mean, there's going to be glaring examples on each way on this, however you look at different teams qualifying. But I think they're actually getting it right, too, to be honest with you. I on the girls' side, I was just talking with Saugus coach Mark Surrender about it. Not his team at all, but for example, Lynn Classical girls in Division I, 20-0 team, they are playing on the road their first game.
Oh, yeah. Sure. That's what we're going to see with the strength of schedule thing. I think they do have it right because, for example, I'll give you Central Catholic, for example, the team I've seen all year. They have six losses, but three of them came against Lawrence High by scores of, they lost to them by five.
I'm sorry, Mike, which team again is this now?
Lawrence High School.
Gotcha, okay.
Which is right across the street from where I live, basically. And, you know, Lawrence High, Central Catholic lost them three times, twice by five, once by seven. Central even led them by 15 in the second half of the third time they played them. But here's the thing about Lawrence High, and I'll tell you right now, they could go the distance, even though Catholic Memorial right now is seeded number one, and I did not see them, okay? They were from West Roxbury. We did not get to see them here on the North Shore or Essex County, you know. But, however, Lawrence High School I saw plenty of times, and they have a phenomenal record, right? Two losses, 20-2. And I can tell you right now, they're probably the best defensive team that I've seen in a few years. They're not a great offensive team, but they go about 10 or 12 deep. And what they do, Bill, is they contest every inch of the floor for pretty much the entire game because the coach has a lot of confidence they can use 9, 10, or 11 kids. So he doesn't worry about wearing out his starters. He can go two units and keep the pressure on. And they'll keep teams, even the best scoring teams, they'll keep them in the high 40s, mid 40s, and low 50s for opposing scores. So that's why I think they have a tremendous shot at going the distance. They only took two losses this year. One was to North High School, Worcester North, which beat them by 3 points. And then their other loss, oddly enough, was on senior night at Lawrence High. They lost to Andover by like 15. And it was strange because on senior night, the adrenaline is usually pumping for those seniors and the other kids on that team. But Andover had an extraordinary game and beat them. So it's kind of, when you talk to top shelf teams here, it's a sort of a pick 'em. For example, Newton North, who I just saw just 5 or 6 days ago, they have some 6'8 guys. They have a great point guard. And they led Central Catholic in the final of the Comcast tournament on Monday, this past Monday. And Central Catholic beat them in the final 2 minutes. So Newton North, I say, is another serious contender to win it all.
I want to jump back because what you're telling us here, and we'll look at the seedings one more time in a second here, but you got the Merrimack Valley, you got the Catholic Conference, but let me just jump to one more local team here out of the Catholic Conference, St. John's Prep. So the Prep is playing Cambridge to open up, and they would have a home game, I guess, on Tuesday. Monday, my mistake.
Correct, Monday at 6 p.m., and if they win, it would be a fun matchup to play Lynn English. Now, here's the thing about the Prep, playing a tough conference, so they have a 6-14 record, and you say, oh my God, they have no chance. However, when they played Central Catholic, they gave them a tough game for maybe two-thirds of the game, and Mike O'Brien, who's like a 6'8" kid for St. John's Prep, scored 23, and Bill, you'll know Mike O'Brien, the former Bishop Fenwick basketball coach, did a great job for many years there. That's his grandson. And Mike O'Brien, the grandfather, comes in from Old Orchard Beach, Maine, as often as he can to watch his grandson, his namesake grandson, Mike O'Brien, play for the Prep. So if they get by that first round, it would be a lot of fun to see them play Lynn English, Prep versus Lynn English.
You know, it seems to me, Mike, a lot of great high school basketball coaches go to Maine when they retire. But
right. Who knows? There's something about the water up there.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Sunny Lane is up there, if I'm not
mistaken. Sure.
Yeah, you know?
Sure.
You know, so what, the great Sunny Lane. Okay, so now let's go. So So just for our listeners, I'll probably have this up on the post here, but you got number one, CM, then Lawrence, then Franklin, then Central Catholic, Needham, North High. That's the school out of Worcester you were referring to, right?
North High. Yeah, North High. They're called, I guess, officially North High. Yeah.
Newton North, Andover, and then North Andover. And then, of course, we got the English and Beverly, 11 and 12 there, or 10 and 11, excuse me. So what about Catholic Conference versus Merrimack Valley?
Well, I think there's some really good teams out of both conferences, and I'll tell you what, there's a team I want to mention because I saw them late in the season, BC High, which I think won it all last year, right? 9-11 record, 9-11, but they came on strong the second half. I don't know if they had injuries or what first half of the season, but I saw them play at Central Catholic late in the season, and they came in with some 6'7", 6'8" kids. And they beat Central by 15, okay? And that's by far the worst loss Central Catholic suffered all year. And you could tell they play with a lot of confidence, and they're kind of like a sleeper team, I think, in Division One, because they're just coming on strong. You don't want to meet them early in the tournament. I just think they can type of team that can gather momentum and make a good run. I just mention them because they just look so darn good against a very good Central Catholic team, you know?
You know, I'm thinking here, Mike, and this may be so obvious to everybody, but I'm just sharing it now. But like you mentioned, Matt Karakoudis and Beverly and scheduling very tough opponents. But you know, Beverly's in Division One, so they go through, they win the Northeastern Conference. But let's say they didn't go out and schedule these very tough teams that you've been talking about,
right?
And that we've been talking about. So you see them now at 16-6, but you know, they could have a couple of more wins, but depending on their schedule, I have to think they drop way down. You know what I mean?
You're right. You know? You're right. But, you know, I really like the strength of schedule thing because it really...
That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
Yeah, it gives you a real accurate gauge of the type of competition these teams played all year. And if you go 15-5 against a great schedule, it's better than having going 19-1 against a weak schedule. If you go 19-1 against a weak schedule, you could get beaten in the first round.
But
so that's why I love the strength of schedule factor.
But you're going to be a better team with a stronger schedule. There's no doubt about that. You have to be get better. You know.
Well, you know, like I said, I saw Central Catholic play 20 times. And I say they played, the only weak team they played was Drake at high school, which is in the other division of the Merrimack Valley Conference. And Central beat them by like 40, okay? But every other team they played, including Lowell High School, which hit a buzzer beater to beat Central Catholic in one of the two games they played, I did not see a weak team against Central Catholic. I mean, obviously the prep struggled this year, but they were competitive against Central Catholic. And I know Lawrence High, which has the two losses, and they're 20-2, they played a ridiculously tough schedule as well. And that's why I believe, because of what you just said, because they played 17 or 18 or 19 tough games, they have a good chance of going the distance.
Yeah, I get the sense that the prep is playing their best basketball now here in the latter part of the season here from beginning of the year with Coach Clay there. But the other thing, too, you mentioned about margins of victory. I look at the English scores every night or every weekday, you know what I mean, when they come in. And they had some huge blowout wins in their league schedule during the year.
But we don't know how good they are, though, right? Bill?
No, I get that, but I think they're good. You know, yeah. I'm gonna say that they're a very good team.
Yep.
But and so that's why, even though they've had these huge blowout wins against Greater Boston League opponents, it still puts them. You know, where are we saying they are? They're number 10.
Yep.
And you know, and that's probably about right. You know what I'm saying?
It probably is. And you know what's going to tell us how accurate we might be, Bill, is if St. John's Prep does win its first round game with a 6-14 record. They're playing the 42nd ranked Cambridge right now. So let's say St. John's Prep wins that game. They will face Lynn English in that next round. So it would be a 7-14 team against a Lynn English team that went 19-1. And let's see if the Prep can be competitive against them or upset them. And then we'll know whether Lynn English played a good enough schedule during, you know, and if they didn't, then maybe they try to schedule some better teams in their open, you know, if they have some open spots in their schedule next year, if Lynn English does not do well this year, perhaps they will try to schedule a couple of good teams along the way next year.
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, the Newton North is the team you were referring to a minute ago, right?
Great.
Yeah, so English, if they win their first game, they get a bye the first round, then they would conceivably could play Newton North if Newton North wins their first game. So Newton North and Lynn English are in would pair up against each other after they each get a win, if that's what happens.
Correct, correct. And I can vouch for Newton North being a legit team. I love the way they play. They were well coached. They lost to Central Catholic by 3 points in that final of the tournament, the Comcast tourney. And they have a couple of bigs who are like in that 6'7", 6'8" range. The point guard is superb. And they're just a really good team that can go deep.
Well, then you got this, the Beverly matchup. Again, Beverly wins. If they win, they get a bye first round. They win their next game. They go up against what could be that North team, Worcester team.
So. Yep. Didn't see them, but I obviously, you know, and who knows in Central Mass, obviously North seems legitimate because they beat Lawrence High School by 3. But who knows sometimes about the competition out in Central Mass or towards the western part of the state. Sometimes you get some really good teams out there, but they, unfortunately, they don't play a really strong schedule because other teams in their particular leagues might be pretty weak. So it'll be interesting to see how North High School of Worcester does in the tournament because of that factor.
You know, the other thing too, Mike, I'm just looking at here, the left side of the brackets. So you've got the BC High team you talked about. You got Central Catholic trying to get to the Final Four, if you will, looking at getting to the actual finals would be the Final Four. You've got North Andover, Catholic Memorial, all vying. You know, so that's a pretty good. A pretty good bracket there, quarterfinal bracket, yeah.
That's a heck of a bracket. And of course, we mentioned Ryder Frost, well-deserved, great player. But I'll mention a kid maybe who might be in the top 5 individual players in that Division I, and that's Joey Hart of Central Catholic. His father played at Bentley College, and Joey is like a junior at Central, maybe about 6'3". Fantastic 3-point shooter, but who also can break down a defense, take you inside and score. And in the biggest games that Central played down the stretch, he was getting you 25, 30, 28, 24, that type of scoring. So Ryder Frost kind of scoring for Central Catholic. So that's why Central, I think, is a factor. And plus, like Lawrence High, Central is a grit-your-teeth defense. They gave up very little ground as well. And tough kids, a lot of them who went to Lawrence, grew up at the Lawrence Boys Club, basically, where my brother-in-law worked for 56 years mentoring kids. And all these kids from Lawrence High and Central Catholic, they're as tough as nails. They're urban kids. They play urban basketball. And it's a physical brand of ball, but it's a great brand of basketball. And they play to win. I tell you, they play so hard.
Well, Mike, you know, it strikes me that, you know, some of these teams may slip by their opening round games. I mean, nothing's forgiven, you know,
right.
when you're top 10 or 11, 12 team now in the state tournament. But winning that third game or that second yes. game is when it really starts getting tough, no matter where you are, I think.
You're right. And so that, obviously, we have 48. It's funny, when you look at the brackets, right, Bill, there's 48 teams in Division I. And, like, you say, wow, that's a thicket. That's a lot of teams to look at. But you're right. When you get to that, even the second round or third round, the competition becomes so much more difficult head-to-head, and you get your close games. So you might have some blowouts initially, and I think fans who have gone to the tournaments over the years have seen that. You might get some blowouts in the first round. But when you get to the second and third round, you're going to see some really tight games.
No, I agree with that. And, I mean, it won't – because there's first-round buys and stuff, we're not going to quickly get 48 down to 24. It'll take a step or two beyond that. But you're right. I mean, but sooner or later. But so I guess the point is after we get to that final the Sweet 16. Let's call it that, right? So you get down to 16. You know, if you look at the pairings, I mean, the question is, will a team like Beverly or Lynn English be in that final 16?
They could.
Yeah.
They definitely could. I really like the Beverly team from what I saw. I'm like, Billy, I know you saw more than I did, but just the way they played against Central had to make a great push in the fourth quarter to win that game by 7. And Leiter Froth makes them a very dangerous team. And because of the coaching of Karakunis, they know how to get him free. And then they have other complementary players to Frost who are very good players. And they're just, when you have a well-coached team, they can beat better talented teams. We've seen that over the years, and that's still true to this day.
Well, I saw Dylan Crowley earlier this year, and at the beginning it was Crowley and Frost, kind of a tandem, one-two punch kind of a thing.
Yes.
And Dylan Crowley got 33 points that night. One night I saw him, and I'm thinking, this is the real deal here, Dylan Crowley. But but he picks his spots. I mean, he's setting other people up, doing different things. But and opponents have all of a sudden, I'm sure after that performance, they're doubling down on him, just like they're doubling down on Ryder Frost, for sure.
That's right. So Beverly is a really intriguing team in that Division I. So they'll be fun to watch. And, of course, I'm in the Merrimack Valley, so obviously I've seen Lawrence High School and Central Catholic and Andover. I mean, Andover, we really didn't mention them, but they beat Central Catholic on a buzzer beater. They beat a great Lawrence High team. Dave Fazio, a former Salem State College player, has been there for like 40 years. He's got like 700 or 800 wins or something like that. He reached a milestone. And they're going to be around because he's a hard-nosed guy from Lawrence who played at Central Catholic, who's been in Andover High for 40 years. And they're there every year. They're competitive every year. They're tough. They're extremely well-coached. So who knows? They could upset somebody along the way.
And finally, here's my last thought. You look at Andover and North Andover, 8 and 9 seeded in respectively, and they're both 13-7 teams, and they're just ahead of Lynn English at 19-1.
Right.
But that makes sense. I mean, they're playing an incredibly tough schedule night in and night out.
Right. There's no doubt, and that's why I think this is a better system than all those years we used to see, like a 19-1 team be seeded number one, and then they might lose in the second round because they weren't from a strong conference. So I think this is the balance that we see now is better. I think we see better basketball overall, and I can't wait to get it started. If we can avoid the snow this week, let's bring it all on.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Mike. This is a better tournament, and I was a little reluctant at first in some ways because old fashioned. I like the old North finals, but at the end of the day, when you have teams coming in from four different directions in the state, you don't necessarily have your top four teams in the state semifinals, and this way, I think we're going to feel that, if you look at Division I, I can't believe that we're going to say we don't have four great teams in the finals.
Oh, yeah. I completely agree with you. You're right. Being a little old school, we love, let's say, going to the Saugus Arena in Lowell when it was like, it was like 7 or 8 games, boys and girls, and you could be there from like 9:45 a.m. till 10 p.m. and see alternate games. And that was great. But I think the system overall, it brings out the strengths of the various teams from four parts of the state, north, south, central, and west, and we get a true champion down the line.
Yeah, and I always liked the regional games too. I mean, in other words, the Northeastern Conference matching up against the Middlesex League or something along those lines, those were always great games. But it is what it is, and, overall, this is a better system.
No doubt, and it all starts, I think a lot of teams are playing tomorrow. So it starts right away on a Monday, and we go on through a lot of March here,
Yeah, we're right. We've got February Madness with Mike Grenier here. He's mad. He's mad more than just in March for this Mike Grenier.
That's right. Yes, it'll be fun. And Bill, I'm sure you're going to be out there seeing a lot of these games, aren't you?
I hope so, yeah. I hope to get out to some. But, Mike, thanks so much for your time. We're recording this on Sunday, just for folks to know. And hopefully we don't get too messed up with the snowstorm, but it looks like we'll be fine. Who knows?
I hope people take advantage of this time of year and go out and support the high school teams because these kids really play hard. They deserve the support,
Yeah, so take a look in the papers. Take a look at the website. Try to find a home game coming up here close to you. And actually, in a way, even our preliminary games are probably matched up pretty well, too.
Sure.
You know what I mean? In some way, the best that you can do it, I think. So keep an eye on that, too.
That's right. No doubt. And we'll see if the cream that's at the top right now in the pairings will be the cream at the top at the end of the tournament,
Well, Mike, where are you going to be this week? Where are you going to be?
Well, Central Catholic plays the winner of Brookline-Hopkinton, which is Wednesday night. Those two teams play. Central Catholic will play they have a bye because of being the number four seed. They'll play the winner of the Brookline-Hopkinton game at Central, but the date has yet to be determined, obviously.
Right.
Probably on Friday, I would think.
Yeah, I get you. Mike, thank you so much for joining us, sharing these insights, and sharing your enthusiasm for high school basketball. It's great to hear from you.
It's great. It's great. And you know, we don't see Patrick Ewing anymore, but we have those great memories.
We do. We really do. Mike Granier with us here. I'm Bill Newell on MSO Newsports.com.